A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Runner at first, two down here in the ninth inning, 4-1 Houston. There goes the runner as Castellanos pops it up down the right field line. Tucker into foul territory. He's got it. And that'll do it. The Houston Astros have won the World Series as they take game six by a score of 4-1. And they celebrate their second title in the last six seasons. And this time, they do it at home. And the party is on here in Houston.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this wonderful Monday, November 7th of 2022. Your Houston Astros are World Series champions, and I don't know how you guys traditionally celebrate. I know for me, on Saturday night, walking from Minute Maid Park all the way down Main Street, seeing all the crazy people riding in their pickup trucks, waving Houston Astros flags from it, drinking booze, smoking cigars, smoking ganja, smoking whatever you want to smoke out there. It was a phenomenal night from start to finish. And man, I'm just so happy that I get to cover this team. This is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We are live at Cobos Q downtown. So look, you're looking for a place to eat, have a couple of drinks before you head on down to the parade. This is the place to be. This is the place to party. Sean Mapes is back at Mission Control. Sean, I do wish that I could see you and those long locks of yours. You Lance McCullers looking like you. How's it going back there?
It's going well. It's going well. Don't worry if you're at Cobos. I will be there shortly after the show, pending I can find parking. At the very least, I can go home and then Uber over there or something. But don't worry, folks. My face, my Lance McCullers looking face, will be at Cobos Q.
He didn't quite give, you know, the motivational pep talk that we saw from Lance McCullers on Saturday night, but he's the next closest thing to it. You can say that you got a picture with Lance McCullers
exactly.
At the World Series parade if you come on down to Cobos Q, okay? No one has to know any different. So look, Saturday was a bit of a nerve-wracking game for at least a little bit of time. Framber Valdez gives up the home run to Kyle Schwarber, and you're thinking to yourself, I know I was, going into this game, They got to get this one, especially when we found out after the game that Alex Bregman busted his hand. He might have a broken finger. You have Martin Maldonado, who's been playing through a sports hernia and another injury along the way. Man, this team has got some tough dudes on it. Yuli Gurriel was not going to be back for the rest of the World Series. And then all of a sudden, it's the sixth inning. A man who has not done a whole lot of anything since game one, game two of this postseason run. Your Dong Alvarez took it away.
On a 2-1, Alvarez hits a high drive center field. Veer leans back. This game is turned upside down.
That was fantastic. From, you know what, Dodger Joe Davis? A round of applause for Dodger Joe Davis, even though he is the Dodgers play-by-play guy.
That was a good call.
Yeah, McDonald, who's out here with me, that was actually a good call because Dan Shulman, enough energy.
It was better than the ESPN call.
100%. Listen, you got to bring a little energy to it. I know you're upset the Astros are champions again. Get used to it. It's probably going to happen next year, too. We're going for three. That's what Tom Brady said. Hey, what's your favorite championship? The next one. So, I mean, look, I know we're talking about today already. I'm already thinking about the 2023 title that is coming to Houston, number three for this Astros dynasty. Let's hear the home run one more time. This is the Dan Shulman version, because if you were listening to the game on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, it sounded a little something like this.
Alvarado has his sign from Real Muto. And the 2-1 pitch to Alvarez, a swing and a ball hit to center field and hit well. Dearling back. It is gone! Straight away center field, hit a ton. And Yordan Alvarez breaks out of it with a three-run homer to give the Astros a 3-1 lead.
That was about 35 yards to my right. The man who caught that home run was actually wearing a Yordan Alvarez jersey. And when that happened, who else thought it was done? I was like, this is all the Astros need. With the way that their pitching has done the job this year, especially with that bullpen, which is the best in baseball, as soon as that home run was hit, I said, it's over. I even started packing up my bags. I was thinking to myself, you know what? Your boy's going to get on the field. Your boy's going to get in the clubhouse. Your boy's going to try and find Jeremy Pena and creep him out. Maybe try to get a selfie with him and say, hey, Jeremy, can I be your best friend? And then we could have a catch afterwards, like it's Chase Utley and Mac from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That didn't happen. I got champagne actually shot into my eye. I still can see, but I am wearing glasses right now just in case. It was fantastic, and I knew right there, right then, it was over. Done. Because Ryan Presley has been so bleeping good this postseason, and when he came in, shoot, I didn't even watch the last half inning live because I knew it was done. I went down there. I knew the Phillies weren't going to be able to do anything about it. And look, when you have the kind of pitching that the Astros do, that's the kind of way that they have to win. You get the lead, and once you get that lead, it is like a vice grip. They do not give it up once you actually get ahead. So, man, it was just absolutely fantastic to be out there. We're going to be talking about the great fans that we saw out and about on Saturday night. We're going to talk about what this means going forward, how you get to talk endless trash to anybody because they can't say anything anymore. They can't say anything anymore. They can't bring up cheating. It's done. This team is a champion yet again, and it legitimizes this entire run, which was already legit as it was, but just in case you had not had your face rubbed in it enough, we're going to do that for the next hour and 45 minutes right here. The Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live at Cobus Q downtown. Look, it's pretty close. It's pretty close to the parade. If you want to come here, have a couple of drinks, have some food before you get there, you want to do that. And by the way, this is brought to you by our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Because since the Astros are World Series champions, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to celebrate. So go by your local Academy today to shop or shop online to find officially licensed jerseys, tees, caps, and more. And, of course, Cobus Q. Come on. Come on down. I put together a little montage, DJ Pauly G, of the Astros' entire run throughout this postseason. Let's hear it.
Alvarez launches deep right field, and this one is gone! And the Astros walk them off in game one! Yordan Alvarez! Are you kidding me? And that one's hit well deep into left field, and Alvarez has done it again! Oh my goodness! He has put the Astros in front! 3-2 pitch. In the air, deep left center field, hit well, Rodriguez on the run, and it is gone! Oh, Jeremy Pena sends one to the seats, and the Astros lead 1-0 in the 18th inning. Probably indicate he's out. Now Gurriel to the Crawford boxes, and the Astros have the lead, 2-1. And Bregman sends one deep to left. It is back and it is gone. A three-run home. Alex Bregman puts the Stros on the board in the third inning. McCormick goes down the right field line. That ball's hit well. It is up and out. It hits the top of the wall. Chaz McCormick. And he swings and lifts one in the air deep to left field. He'll watch it fly. Jeremy Pena. One swing of the bat, and the Astros tie it at three. Judge on the ground. Presley's got it. Easy flip. Ball game over, and the Houston Astros win the American League pennant. The Astros are going back to the World Series. Back-to-back seasons for the fourth time in the last 6 years.
In the air the other way, Schwarber goes back onto the track. He's at the wall, and it's off it. The Astros all over things right away. About three straight doubles and a 2-0 lead.
Yordan Alvarez
gets hit by the first pitch, and that's how Houston gets the first run of game four.
Gurriel,
ground ball, base hit. Yuli Gurriel with a two-strike hit. Houston with a 5-0 lead. They went 15 innings without a run. They strike.
tied for five in this inning alone. Leads off this fourth. Fly ball to left. It sends Schwarber back onto the track. At the wall. Pena's done it again. He's given the Astros a 2-1 lead in game five. Fly ball right center field. McCormick on the move. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Makes the grab. Chaz McCormick. Two gone in the ninth. Zach Wheeler's finished. Jose Alvarado's coming on to face Yordan Alvarez. On a 2-1, Alvarez. It's a high drive center field. Veerling's back. This game is turned upside down. They won their first World Series in their 56th year in 2017. They got back in 2019. They won 107 games that year. They led the World Series 3-2 and then fell short. Last year they got there again. They were favored again and fell to the Braves. Another shot and an out away. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. The Houston Astros, world champions.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
Just a lot of emotions. We're really happy as a team. I feel like the whole organization, the whole city deserves this, and you know, just happy.
The city sure does deserve this. What's going on? Back aboard the Paul Gallant Show, live at Cobos Q, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We did it once back in 2017. You bet your ass we're doing it again with the Astros, World Series champions for the second time in 6 years. Hear this on your radio right now? Hang on, we got to twist it a little bit harder. There we go. Opa, baby! We got us a bottle of champagne. We're going to drink it the course of the rest of the show. Cheers to everybody out here. We are live at Cobos Q. We're getting you ready for the parade. Guys, last night, check that, it wasn't last night. It's all been a blur this week, and I'm not going to lie. Sunday, fun day yesterday. Saturday night, I was out until like 5 a.m. wandering around downtown. I eventually found myself into this place called Bauhaus, just dancing up a storm from, I don't know, like 2:30 until 4. I'm not 100% sure how I made it all the way there. Hey, don't make any insinuations, but it's so great to see this city have something to celebrate. And it's also so great to see this team get to shut everybody the bleep up. Well, that's my favorite part about it. Look, wherever they go, the Astros, they're going to run into people who, you know, don't like them. And I liked hearing from Dusty Baker afterwards that the boos weren't the single driving force for this Astros team all year long, but they sure as hell helped.
I mean, the boos and the jeers that we got all over the country, you know, it bothered these guys, but it also motivated them at the same time, you know, and it wasn't a us against the world thing. It was more of a come together even closer type thing, you know what I mean? So, and you know what happened before, it'll never pass over, I mean, completely, but you know, we have turned the page and hopefully we'll continue this run.
And I think that Dusty says it so politely, but all of us have been just through gritted teeth waiting for the opportunity to say that, hey, all those boos, like now it's unwarranted. Now it's just because you're haters. Now it's just because you're a little jelly. This is my favorite thing that I think I saw on Saturday night, and I saw a lot of things on Saturday night. I saw fireworks in the middle of Main Street. The cops didn't give a damn if you were drinking. I had a Modelo can in one hand. I had a cigar in another. Walking down the street, seeing all sorts of shenanigans out there. But this moment on Fox 26 was by far the funniest thing that you are going to see. And if you haven't seen the clip, watch it already. But a brave young reporter was wandering through the streets of Houston, and she thought, you know what? Let's see what the people on the street are thinking. She asked a loaded question. Let's just leave it at that. Here it is.
Hey, what do you have to say to the everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
I want to play it with the reaction as well afterwards, because the poor Fox 26 reporter, like,
what'd she think was going to happen, though?
It's a good question, BMAC. I don't know what she thought or expected, but she did ask the loaded question, like, hey, what do you have to say to all those haters? I like that the guy kept it real. I feel bad for her, because afterwards, let's play it one more time, where afterwards you hear her trying to, like, say, like, please don't fire me. Please don't fire me. Here it is, our favorite Astros fan from Saturday night again.
Hey, what do you have to say to the everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
Y'all.
All right.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Did not mean to do that. It is live television. Anything can happen.
I think her saying all right was her drafting her resume in my head. Like, okay, where am I? Who am I going to call?
But BMAC, she can't get canned for that,
know,
you know?
I know, but it's hilarious.
I think that, honestly, too, it's a championship. Can we, like, spare everybody with the idea that we need to be such noble creatures that we can't hear any cussing or anything like that? Come on.
There does need to be a 24-hour FCC purge,
yeah,
basically, where anything flies on TV and radio.
I'm 100% in agreement with you.
24 hours just, after a championship. You got it.
Thank you. See, here's the thing. The FCC won't let me be, so let me be me. It feels so empty without me. You know, like those Eminem lyrics, the famous lines. All I'm trying to say is the FCC sucks. And, you know, censorship, you know, it's just like the federal government keeping us down, man, you know. And, you know, I'm just not a fan of them, but whatever, okay, fine, you got some rules. And during that moment where you actually are allowed to cuss. I forget how that works. I think on cable, you're allowed to essentially...
You're talking about Safe Harbor.
Yeah, it was Safe Harbor,
it's
right?
It's like after like 10 p.m.,
yeah,
like the restrictions are lax. You still can't drop that one, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, Brian? We're gonna make an appeal.
Is that the official quote, the thing you're going to take to the campaign trail?
100%. Once I'm done being drunk from like the last couple of days, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to march up to Washington and tell the FCC, hey, you got to let us cuss when people talk trash.
Pauly G goes to Washington. We need to make that film.
The best part about this is that I'm definitely not going to do that, and 2 days from now I'm going to realize what a terrible idea it would be to go all the way up to Washington, D.C. Anyway, the Astros are World Series champions. Walking from Minute Maid Park up, I believe, Main Street and just seeing everybody out there, whether they were in a pickup truck waving a flag or they were just chilling out on the side of the street, walking past every single bar and seeing the lines that were going around the corner. It was so cool to actually be a part of all of it. Did take a while for me to actually get into a bar. I walked all the way up to Etro, the 80s bar, to eventually get into one. But the fans everywhere were fantastic. I don't know how many of you guys follow the A New Untold Story podcast. If you think about the acronym of that, you might laugh a little bit. There's a podcast that's hosted by...
I just got it.
It's hosted by KB and Nick Tirani from Barstool Sports. These two were wearing Astros gear wandering around downtown Houston late Saturday night, and here are some of the folks that they ran into.
Houston Astros World Series champs, what the f*** are we doing tonight?
Getting lit, we smoking some dope, we cruising around the city, we getting lit, we bopping our school, you feel me?
Right.
We take that dog!
Big Jabs!
What's the thing? F***ing Mill, Liberty Bell, Philadelphia, Rocky, fake, hey, I should got him, Joe Frazier, that motherfucking fake, let's get it!
Get up, burn me in the motherfucking H, baby, burn me in the H, baby!
We back on the trash cans. We don't give a f***.
We had to cheat it the first time, but we can cheat this time for real. No cap.
Not cheating this time.
No cap.
And if we did, you're not finding out.
Hey, oh, God.
I just love that he ended it with an A on God, you know? Because we're trying to become as cool as we can with all these Gen Z terms. On God. Bussing for real. Astros. World Series champs. Walking through that made me very emotional, too. I'm not going to lie. I actually teared up while doing my little stand-up from the field on Saturday night. Not even kidding. Because I didn't think I would be back here ever. I didn't want to leave when I got that job in Seattle. And while I'm very thankful that I had a job for the last couple of years, I remember thinking to myself when I got it, we had a going-away party, and I was, like, sobbing up a storm. I didn't want to leave Houston. I really didn't. And to be back here and to see this team win again and just the unbelievable dominant run that they've been on, I words can't describe it. I mean, shit, I can't even say that. See, you know what?
We're not in safe harbor.
That's the first time I've sworn, I think, since I've been starting to do the show by myself.
I said 10 p.m., not 10 a.m.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, B-Mac. I'm sorry. That's my bad on that. But, like, you know, since I came back here, I never thought I'd have a chance to cover this team again. I really didn't. And to be here to celebrate with all of you guys again and to go to the parade a little bit later, too, I mean, the day's not even done. I just can't wait. I'm really happy to be back here. Anyway, this is the Paul Gallant Show. We are live at Cobos Q downtown. 713-780-3776 if you want to call, if you want to talk into the show. The lines are open because we are the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You can text in at that same number. Twitter, @Gallant says, twitch.tv/ESPN9752 if you want to join our very aggressive chat. I love them all. We will never censor you. Not our show. Anyway. Right, coming up next, who is the biggest winner from this World Series on this Houston Astros team? There certainly are a bunch of them. Is it Jeremy Pena? Is it Dusty Baker? Lots of lists, lots of names on a list that we will get to next. Don't go anywhere. The Paul Gallant Show, we are live at Cobos Q. Thanks to our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoor. Don't go anywhere.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Players, please, huddle up. First, before I get a little rowdy.
Watch the elbow.
Yeah, no, we're fine now. Hey, I don't want anyone to take this for granted.
Don't cry.
Runs like this, what we've been able to do in this clubhouse, it doesn't come around very often. This is special. We started this f***ing journey, sent us out west, we f***ing unplug the electric factory. And then sent us up northeast, we had to remind everyone who the real f***ing savages are. Uh-huh. And then sent us to Red October, left them in a pool of blood. Ring the f***ing bell! It's one of the World Series!
Felt like a Howard Dean scream was appropriate in that spot right there. That is Lance McCullers with a little pep talk in the Astros clubhouse after they took down the Philadelphia Phillies Saturday night to win their second World Series, in 6 years. This is a dynasty. It is an incredible run. We've got a couple of comments because this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. First off, Not Santa tweets, put some soap in Paul Gallant's mouth, @Gallant says on Twitter. Yeah, I did swear. The day is young. It might happen again. Apologies in advance. We also have, from Twitch, king of all Twitches on ESPN 97.5's Twitch, give that dude on Fox 26, and if you haven't seen the interview, check it out, a World Series ring for that bleep, y'all. Yes, I agree, and not even a replica one.
He should get a full share.
He should get a full share for that, because that is exactly how this entire city has felt this entire time. It's just like the weight of the world is off everyone's shoulders. This is legitimate to everybody else. It was legit to us already. Like, you can't take 2017 away from us. You can't. But now, no one can say a thing anymore. And it's funny, because they're all going to really try to find things. I had somebody who messaged me last night. This is a Seattle follower of mine. And he said, yeah, you guys probably cheated anyway. And I was like, maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. I don't care. I don't care anymore. You have to eat this. And you're going to have to eat it next year probably, too, because I think they're going to be back. Anyway, we got some callers to get to. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. John leads off on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston on this Celebration Monday. What's going on, John?
Good morning. Is this the Steve Irwin of broadcasting? Paul, I called you on Friday. I think I was your last caller. I was hanging out with all of my followers down at the bus station. I told you I would talk to you on Monday. Couldn't wait to see your excitement when the Astros became World Series champions again. I called it. It happened. I also want to tell you, I am a born and bred Texas dude, but most of my family lives in Pennsylvania, Chicago, the West Coast. They've been dogging me all year. But over the weekend, after we won, most of my family reached out and said congratulations. And although it was mostly based on Dusty saying, you know, Dusty, they were happy for Dusty, they were at least acknowledging that we are a dynamic baseball team.
it's about damn time, too. John, appreciate the phone call. The bending of the knee from all those around the country, it feels good. It really does. Now, again, there are some people who are never going to give the Astros their proper credit, but it feels good to get the vast majority of people. And now you know that anybody who is still trying to make excuses, oh, they cheated, oh, they probably found another way to cheat, you know that they are just digging and digging and digging their way, trying to find anything to just rationalize the fact that they're a bunch of jealous haters. By the way, that happens. Haven't we all been that before?
You know you have them when all they can resort to is, oh, Maldi used Albert Pujols' bat.
Yeah.
When that's all they got, oh, Framber rubs his hands. Like, okay, I think we can, well, this is over now.
Yes, the Maldi's bat that Albert Pujols also uses,
in
by
that,
the way.
Like, what, like half the Dodgers team used in 2020 when they won the World Series?
Exactly, thank you. Look, you can find ways to point to other teams too, and now you don't have to do that anymore either, because I thought that was tiresome. I was getting a little bit worn out doing that, saying, like, well, the Red Sox did it. Oh, well, the Yankees did it. Oh, well, the Dodgers did it. Oh, well, the Colorado Rockies did it with a Theragun on the
Phillies
bench.
Did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was that thing that came back in, like, 2008 where the Rockies caught their team looking in from the bullpen with binoculars.
That's right. With binoculars, you can't do that. Also, people forget that the Phillies did it in 1898.
I had forgotten that.
1898. You know, a lot of us might not be alive anymore from that, but the Phillies did it.
I started following baseball in 1899. I missed that one.
The original cheaters of baseball. We've also got Pena up next at 713-780-3776 on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Pena, what's going on?
Paulie G, we are champions!
Ow!
Let's go, Houston! Let's go, Astros! Phillies, y'all suck. You want to keep on talking that trash? Keep on talking that trash? We'll whoop your ass next year, baby. Let's go. Houston, let's go. And you know what? One more thing, Paulie G. For y'all top Philly fans, y'all want this 6-inch or you want this 12-inch Philly cheesesteak, baby? True, y'all. Y'all ain't getting no 12-inch. Y'all getting the 6-inch. Let's go.
Pena, that was fantastic. Listen, that's the kind of energy that we want today. You guys call in, you guys can sound off, you guys can have some fun, because that's what today is all about. You get to revel in the glory of an Astros victory. Again, they take down the Phillies in 6 games with that victory on Saturday night. It feels like a couple of days ago. It really does, and it has been a long couple of days. Who's the biggest winner from this World Series? Because there's certainly plenty of them. I mean, we all know that this is the official show of Jeromy Peña, who won the World Series MVP after winning the ALCS MVP on Saturday. Here is the official presentation of the award to one Jeromy Peña.
One more trophy to hand out. The Willie Mays Most Valuable Player presented by Chevrolet. Can we have Jeromy Peña? Right here. That's all yours.
Dude, just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic to see this kid do everything that he has done this postseason. Starts off with the home run in Game 3 against the Seattle Mariners. You see him continue to do those big, big, big-time moments, whether it's in the field or with that three-run homer that he has to tie things up in Game 4 against the New York Yankees. And then you see what he was able to do in this World Series as well. I feel for Carlos Correa a little bit. I really do. I mean, ultimately, he made a decision that he thought was best for him. He thought that it was going to set him up to potentially make a ton of money this coming free agency, because he's obviously going to opt out of that contract that he has with Minnesota. I thought it was really classy of him to post on his Instagram story, like, hey, congratulations to Jeromy Peña. This kid's the realist. And I wish that Carlos was along for the ride for this one. I really do, because I feel like Carlos being the extremely vocal defender of this team when a lot of the other Astros players chose to kind of, you know, put their heads down and keep to themselves. I wish that Correa was a part of it, but I hope in at least some way he does feel that he was a part of it, because I think that he made the transition for Jeromy Peña really, really easy. And Peña, I mean, the guy's just an incredible player. Whether it's in the field or at the plate, he's shown a promising amount of power for just year one, considering they brought this up a ton on the broadcast. Like, this is a guy who only had 6 home runs the most in a year where he was playing, whether it was at Maine or you know, in the minors too. All of a sudden, to develop this, man, he looks like he is going to be just an incredible player for this team. I hope he's able to spend his whole career here. Obviously, we know that doesn't always work that way. So for Jeromy Peña, he might be the biggest winner, but also Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker, I mean, to manage as long as he's managed, to invent the high five and still be managing a baseball team all of these years later, but still not have a World Series title. man, it was hard to see. And I know there are a lot of people that criticized Dusty Baker over the course of this year, but I felt like he did a fantastic job throughout these playoffs of managing this team. And, you know, there's going to be some people who say, oh, well, he was gifted at a championship team. I feel like those people can go kick rocks, you know, bleep off. You know,
I mean, people said the same thing about Guy V. Lewis and the UH Cougars teams in the early 80s. All he had to do was roll out the basketball. And that team obviously didn't win a title. So it takes something to get them over the hump.
No doubt about it. Some guys get, you know, knocked for just being in a situation that they weren't there at the beginning of. But everyone loves Dusty Baker, as you can clearly tell. And I just thought that this moment from Saturday night where Dusty Baker was asked what's next was hilarious.
Hey, listen, this is the greatest bunch of guys. They told me in spring training that they were going to win it.
Yes.
Now, what's next?
Party.
Party.
Sounds like he's going to be here next year, at least based off of what he was saying at the end. And we're going to save our conversation about what happens next for the Astros for tomorrow. We're going to keep it all about this weekend today. I'm thrilled for him. I really am. He's a really kind, warm soul. I know that's weird to say about somebody in sports, but you honestly feel that way about Dusty Baker. He does feel like your really fun uncle. And I feel for him to finally get this after all the things he's been through. His wife was getting interviewed and talking about, like, the heart attacks and all sorts of things. I think
he thought he was done.
Right. I mean, and why wouldn't you think you were done? And then he gets an opportunity that comes because of the Astros cheating scandal to win a World Series.
MLB Network put up a stat. Apparently, it's the longest gap between a player winning a title as a player to winning a title as a manager.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it was like 81 till now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking over 40 years.
40 years. And, you know, this is one of the cool things that came of the cheating scandal that saw Jeff Luhnow thrown out the door and that saw A.J. Hinch thrown out the door, is that someone like Dusty Baker gets to jump on for the ride. He gets to win his first World Series. There's lots of other winners. I think Yordan Alvarez is up there. The bullpen, too. Pay them. Mattress Mack, obviously the biggest monetary winner.
$75 million.
$75 million. $10 million in bet on the Astros to win the World Series across multiple sports books. Trey Mancini beats cancer, wins a World Series. Very
Christian Javier, obviously. The guy went from not even being able to make the Astros starting rotation to now he's going to get offered a massive contract to try to buy out his arbitration years.
Yeah. I mean, look,
he's going to make over $100 million off of this.
When you have a rising fastball like that that no one can hit and you're young and you probably can still develop pitches on top of what you already have, man, it's tough to not be excited about next year for this team already, just given all of the talent they have on that pitching staff. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in as well on the HRNP listener line. We are live at Cobos Q. We're going to be here all day and afternoon long. It is right within walking distance of the parade, so you want to come on down here. There are some people here right now. I think some people are starting to migrate over toward the parade. Here's the deal. You come down here, you get some food, and it's going to be fantastic. We also saw in the NFL, and we're not going to dive into this that very, you know, very long. I just wanted to mention it. Frank Reich just got canned as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts after the Patriots beat their asses yesterday. So that's interesting to see as well. Listen, the AFC South, it is a disaster, and the Texans are as well. But hey, look, you're not the entirely worst thing that's going on in that division right now. But anyway, look, today's championship parade special is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The Astros are your World Series champs. Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to celebrate. So go by your local Academy store today or shop online to find officially licensed jerseys, tees, caps, and more. And of course, we are out here at Cobos Q, a great destination before and after ball games or any downtown event, but especially before. After a parade, great food, bar, sports watching, and fun. We're going to be here again all afternoon. I'm Paul Gallant. It is the Paul Gallant Show as the Astros are your World Series champions for the second time in 6 years. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Houston's most interactive and possibly radioactive sports talk show continues now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
It's y'all's job to stir the pot a little bit. We weren't worried about that, man. I think you can see, looking around this locker room, how tight we are as a group. And that's what we fed on.
That's right. Drop that D on your face. And by D, I mean D-word. I mean dynasty. Guys, get your mind out of the gutter. Come on. It's the Paul Gallant Show, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, to jump aboard the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. It is so thrilling to talk about the Astros once again winning a World Series. I got to say, though, trigger warning, here I am looking at MLB TV, and yet here we are on a Monday after the Astros won the World Series and in the most classic East Coast bias thing of all time, Yankees offseason plan being discussed on the MLB Network. You know what? Put that chip on your shoulder, Tostitos, Doritos, whatever you want. Use that energy going forward. Here's the offseason plan for the Yankees. Lose Aaron Judge, fire Aaron Boone, fire Brian Cashman, tank, try to get good players. You guys don't matter. You've been done. Four losses to the Houston Astros in four attempts. Go away. You're done.
They were by far the easiest matchup the Astros had this postseason.
By far!
It was not even close.
I mean, at least the Mariners had a lead.
The Mariners took you 18 innings. They arguably should have won game one if they just didn't pitch to Alvarez.
Game two, same thing.
Same thing. They were competitive.
You're right, B-Max. 713-780-3776.
Yankees were a cakewalk.
713-780-ESPN. We go to Chris on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, my man? Go
Strokes.
Go Strokes. We deserve it. The fans deserve it. You asked who's the biggest winner. I think us, the fans, are, because they give us ammunition for these haters. And when we're at the bar, you know, and they're talking this crap about us cheating, they can't say that about this. So, I mean, they don't want to say it because they're always going to hate on us because we did it the right way. We, from farm team on up, we don't buy our players. We grow them. They're homegrown. And go Astros and Jeremy Pena. Man, I love that guy. I love that guy. Love you guys. Hey, man, enjoy. I'm heading on downtown now, and party
Sounds
it up.
Sounds great. All right, love you, Chris. You have a good one, man. Yeah, you got to get on down here to Cobus Q. It's very close to where the parade is. It's a good, I think, base of operations to build. There is a parking lot across the street.
Yeah, that parking lot's filling up, too.
It is filling up, but there are still plenty of spaces in that spot, too. And you want to come by, you know, have some food, get a drink, then you want to head on down to the parade. But anyway, we are having a lot of fun out here. Thanks to our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors, 713-780-3776. We got G up next. G, what's up?
Jeremy Pena.
I had to do that. Paul, man, you know, what's so great about this team is that, man, you can see the stars like Jose and Bregman. And they actually, they were so happy for the kid getting all this glory. You know, they've had their glory. And it's like they were so happy for him getting all his accolades. And that's what you need, man, when your leaders can be selfless and look for the betterment of the team. And then that's what it's all about. And you know, when Jordan hit that home run in the sixth, they were celebrating like it was a walk-off because they knew what kind of bullpen we have. It's like the game over now. We got three. And then when we put a fourth one on there, it's like, wow, man, just put a 2-ton block on top of the grave. You know, it's over with.
Yeah.
And you know, man, that's a great feeling to see that 0.83. That's sick. That's sick, man.
That's what
so,
they are.
I'm just so happy for you, man. I'm 61. I never thought I'd see nothing like this.
It's something you know, else, so. G.
Appreciate the show, buddy.
Hey, G, appreciate you. I can imagine a lot of people following sports here. This is a city that's had a rough sports history, and we've discussed it before. You know, the Oilers with the great years that they had, only to come up short against the Steelers in the late 70s. We're talking about 35-3 against the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. From a Rockets perspective, hey, they did win the two titles, 94-95. But
97 against the Jazz was rough when Stockton hit the walk-off shot.
Yeah.
Of course, the Houston Cougars with the collapse against.
Jeez, P-Mac, you're bringing
NC
us
State.
Down. Yeah.
No, I'm aiding to your point.
Three titles in a row three Final Four appearances in a row for the Cougs, and they aren't able to knock the door down. 94-95 gets held against the Rockets, even though they probably would have beaten the Michael Jordan Bulls
in
those years.
Those,
they were a good matchup against them.
Jordan was in the playoffs and got eliminated.
He was, but you know what?
By the team the Astros, or by the Rockets swept.
It's like that. Those 2 years never happened, and then you win in 2017, and of course, the scandal pops up, and it's like one of these things that a lot of people look at you and they tell you what you saw didn't matter. And I remember experiencing it all the time, and in Seattle. And, I mean, imagine you just started a job out of the flagship station of an Astros rival, and you've been here through 17 and Hurricane Harvey and what that World Series meant, and all these people are telling you, hey, you cheated, it doesn't count. And I know for me, it made me angry. What can I really say? You know, especially when I'm up there and I'm like on an island, but I defended the wall. I don't think it helped me out long term up there. Say like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Everyone used to get very mad at me for that. And they needed this. They really needed this to just shut people up, but also to legitimize what they did. And to go back to what G was saying, this is a really selfless team. And, you know, it's a shame that Correa is not a part of it anymore. I know there's some people in the Twitch chat that aren't the biggest Carlos Correa fans, but everyone on this team, you really do get that vibe that they actually care for one another. And in a clubhouse that you would think would be potentially as segregated as the Astros is, given the amount of Latino players that are in it, it really does seem like a family. I remember at Astros Media Day, I was walking towards the elevator to go downstairs and to, I guess, go to the press conference room. And before I get into the elevator, I just see Alex Bregman and Yordan Alvarez walking to the elevator themselves. And there was this moment where Alvarez just came up behind Bregman and like gave him like this massive bear hug. And it was like, it just felt authentic. These guys legitimately like each other. It's a family, to quote Dominic Toretto from Fast and Furious. And how do you not like these guys when there are so many of them who stepped up along the way in this playoff run? Let's just think of all of the names that stepped up. Obviously, Jeremy Peña did big things. Jose Altuve had a slump for most of the playoffs. The World Series, he woke
over
up.
300.
Right.
Yeah, he had over 300.
Yordan Alvarez, he has the two big home runs, game one and two. Trey Mancini, a guy who was awful at the plate, makes the big catch on the first baseline. Chaz McCormick has some of the more clutch hits in this postseason that you'll never forget. And, of course, an amazing catch in Game 5 against the wall against the Phillies to keep that game in check. Insert reliever. Hell, even Rafael Montero. Hector Neris. Ryan Abreu
was just phenomenal. Probably the best reliever.
Phenomenal. Go through it. Ryan Stanek, when he came in, he was good. Jose Urquidy, he comes in, he gives you what you need.
Louis Garcia gave you, what, 5 innings in the 18-inning game?
Seriously. The list goes on and on. Martin Maldonado, who was playing with a sports hernia and what was the other injury that he had? I guess a broken, like, he was playing with a broken bone for the majority of the season, which we just found out about afterwards. You can just keep on going up and down. Yuli Gurriel making big hits, turning back the clock, looking the way that he's looked in the postseason. All of the Astros pitching. Even Justin Verlander finally had his good start in the World Series. Framber Valdez, Christian Javier. Lance McCullers looked at the very least good against Seattle.
He looked good against Seattle, 6 scoreless.
He also had that great speech. So we're willing to forget what happened to Lance McCullers in the 5 home run game. You go up and down the roster. You could look at every single player on this roster, and you could probably point to one thing that guy did along the way to this 11-2 postseason run. This is an incredibly deep team. And yes, there's going to be some changes this offseason, but there's nothing better than seeing a team sport come together where every single person contributes in some way, shape, or form. And that's why this team is so good. Credit to Jim Crane for financing this team. James Click, who might not be here that much longer, for doing what was needed to be done. Dusty Baker for figuring out the lineup. And I know I'm frustrating some of you along the way, but doing what was needed to be done. And every single player on this team, everyone did something. This is an incredible team. I'm so thankful that I get to cover them. It's the Paul Gallant Show. We are live at Cobos Q, thanks to our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. You're looking for some gear? Where else are you going to go? Because the Astros are your World Series champs, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to celebrate. So go by your local Academy store today or shop online to find officially licensed jerseys, tees, caps, and more. And, of course, you want to come on down to Cobos Q. We're going to be here for a while until 7 o'clock tonight. So, listen, you're going to the parade. You're looking for someplace to go after the parade. You want to come here. You want to go somewhere before the parade. You want to go here. It's the Paul Gallant Show. We're partying all day. The Astros are World Series champs.
ESPN 97.5.